What's going on, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Blue Jays. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss. We have another busy episode of the pod today. We're continuing our player reviews as part of our off-season content on the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. Of course, I want to thank all the listeners who make Locked On Blue Jays their first listen of the day. Again, you can follow all my work at We Sports on Twitter. You can find me on Sportsnet, ESPN's The Undefeated, Toronto Star, as well as play-by-play broadcasting for Saga 960 AM Radio. Again, the Locked On Blue Jays podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can find the Locked On Blue Jays.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Now, on today's episode, we are talking about, we're moving away from the hitters, and we're talking about the pitchers now, and one pitcher in particular, that is the bright young star, that is Alek Manoah. And to break down Alek Manoah's 2021 season, once again joined by MLB analyst Jen Smith. Jen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. We're here to talk about the big man tonight, and I'm excited.
Yeah, no. I mean, first of all, like we always do on these player reviews, we're going to talk about what Alek Manoah did well, what he needs to improve on, and of course, his future with the ball club. But big picture, Jen, if you had asked me last March of 2021, Alek Manoah, we would have said, okay, you know, bright young prospect within the farm system, but we don't know yet, right? And gotta be honest with you, you know, looking, you know, months later, maybe people thought that Nate Pearson would have been in this spot right now, but it's Alek Manoah. And the season that he had when he first came up, there were questions about whether or not he could last on the rotation. I think he came up at a time where the Blue Jays needed starting pitching. And boy, did he deliver, and he's going to be a mainstay on this rotation for quite some time.
Oh, absolutely. The Blue Jays just announced yesterday that he was named to the 2021 MLB Pipeline All-Rookie Team. So, you know, he's already getting the accolades for having such a great and unexpected season. Like you said, I think Nate Pearson was the person that fans and probably the team itself would have expected to step up and have a more significant role this past season. But instead it was Alek Manoah who, you know, got the call up and walked into that rotation and just solidified himself as a bona fide starter in the league. And, you know, it's been said, and I'll say it, had the Blue Jays made the playoffs, he absolutely would have gotten the ball, right? And that's incredible for a guy who is, you know, essentially still considered a prospect.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that, you know, he had a stellar junior year at West Virginia University. The Blue Jays selected him, of course. He got right to work down in A-ball. And he would spend, of course, the 2020 campaign, the shortened season at the Blue Jays alternate site. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, the fact of the matter is he did not spend a long time in the minors. And I know that, every player has their own journey to get to the big leagues. Some stay and some have to go back to the minors then before coming back to the big leagues. But for a guy like him, and especially during this time where, you know, minor league baseball got canceled for a season, a lot of people postured, well, how is that going to affect development of some of these young prospects? And certainly the Blue Jays, you know, were involved in that discussion. But man, did Alek Manoah deliver. And I just think this is a young guy, so much upside. His ability to just have this swagger whenever he reaches the mound. Him in the dugout is just such a competitor. This is the type of guy the Blue Jays want to have on their team. And I think he's going to quickly become a fan favorite the more and more times he shows up and pitches in big games. And look, the first moment I remember, Jen, was when he first entered the big leagues was his mom in the stadium. Yeah. And just how great of a moment that was, just to see her so happy for her son. And if you read the story, I mean, David Steen of Sportsnet wrote a great piece just about the journey of Alec Manoah to get to this point. It's a worthwhile read, but you cannot be happy for a kid like Alec Manoah is all I'm trying to say here.
Well, what a thing to get called up and make your debut against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, right? Like, that is sort of every pitcher's dream / nightmare, I would imagine, to be put into that position. And to see him go out there and, you know, more than hold his own out on that mound, right? And to see his mom just absolutely going crazy in the stands with excitement over what she was witnessing her son do. I really think we all felt that, right, in that moment. Like, we could actually, the excitement was palatable. We could feel that. And, you know, it really just, I don't know, it was such a great debut, such a great emotion, such high energy. And yeah, I think that just sort of almost set the tone for the rest of the season. And, you know, yes, he had ups and downs, but, you know, that excitement level that we saw from his mom on the sands, we've seen replicated by Alec himself on the field. You know, this is a guy who really wants to be there. And his, you know, his backstory is really interesting. Shai Davidio Sportsnet had a piece when Alec was called up about how, you know, prior to being drafted, he had taken accountability for his fitness and had lost weight, gotten in shape. You know, he picked up his slider, I don't know if you, right, from watching videos on the Pitching Ninja Twitter account, Rob Friedman's account, I believe watching Dellin Betances. That's how he picked up his slider. I don't even know, you know, how he was able to do that, right? But I mean, what a creative, you know, way of going about self-improvement, right? So this is a guy who, you know, has had to sort of, I guess, reinvent himself a little bit prior to actually getting drafted. And then, you know, look at where he is now. It's just really amazing.
Well, his first ever MLB strikeout,
yes,
is getting Rognett Odor swinging. And what a way for Blue Jays fans to instantly fall in love with one of their pitchers. For them to do that against Rognett Odor, always brings Blue Jays fans pleasure to see him get struck out. But back to Manoah, though, because I think one of the things for me that I was really impressed with, and we've talked about some of the other players in our player reviews that have done the same, is when the games got bigger, near the end of the year, this is where I feel like Manoah really took a big step. You know, the five-start stretch to end the year, he pitched a 2.23 ERA and an mm-hmm. opponent batting average of 0.165. You know, even if you go to those final four starts, I mean, and that's yep. when, you know, this is must-win ball games to try to get the Blue Jays in position to make playoffs. His ERA was 1.69, opponent batting average 0.148. He fanned at least seven batters each time out and had two games with 10 strikeouts. How impressed were you, Jen, during that stretch for someone as young as Manoah to show such maturity in that spot?
It was incredibly impressive. I mean, two of those starts were against the Rays, back-to-back, I believe. Mid-September. And, you know, he pitched eight innings in one game and gave up one hit, no earned runs against the Rays, and then went back out there. His next start, pitched six innings, seven strikeouts, only gave up two earned runs. And that in that particular start, he really struggled with his command, right? Like, he really gutted out that start. and managed to, you know, give the Jays a quality start and put his team in a position to win, right? So those were two starts against obviously the team that won the division. And then he had starts against the Twins and the Orioles. And, you know, same thing in terms of providing at least a quality start. And the Jays won all of those games. And to see a young guy who has never performed on that big of a stage before, you know, walk out there, start after start, and, you know, knowing that, you know, every start, every win absolutely matters to this team, like, you know, essentially you're pitching in a playoff atmosphere with that much pressure on you. And, you know, there he is in between innings, you know, sitting in the dugout, chatting with his teammates, you know, hanging on the rail, watching the other team, you know, take their swings. Who sees a starting pitcher do that during their starts? I've never seen that before, right? Like where this guy was just so loose. And, you know, that I think really, you know, was something that helped him as well, right? Just his actual, you know, his own persona, his own confidence that you could see so clearly on the mound.
With MLB analyst Jen Smith, this is the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. We're talking about Alek Manoah in our player review segment today. We'll be right back. But first, let me talk to you about Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer. Well, there's got to be a better solution. Well, that solution is Rock Auto. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership when you have Rock Auto? It's a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. The prices are reliably low for every customer, and they have everything you can need from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, welcome back to the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. Lucas Weiss, MLB analyst Jen Smith. Once again, I want to thank all the listeners for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. We are talking about Alek Manoah today. So, Jen, I mean, look, Alek Manoah, we talked about the end of the season. When you look at the season as a whole, pitched a 3.22 ERA, 136 ERA plus, a 1.05 whip. Of his 20 starts, he allowed 3 runs or fewer 16 times. So, I mean, look, he had a great season. But there were some times where I thought the command wasn't always there, which you made reference to in the opening segment. And I know he spent a lot of time improving that slider, but I remember down the stretch there was a game where, you know, when that slider wasn't working, it really caused him to struggle a bit. What were some areas what you saw where he needs to improve going forward as he continues to develop?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. It is command, right? And, you know, the different games that he struggled in, that's what he talked about post-game, was that he just couldn't find the command of his pitches. And so that is obviously his next step moving forward. If you look at, for example, his slider, the horizontal break on his slider is 6.5 inches greater than the average slider in MLB. I mean, can think about that for a second, right? Like, this is incredible. When he is able to actually control that pitch, I mean, it's an absolute money pitch, but the key, as we said, is actually being able to control it. You know, even his sinker has a 1 inch greater vertical break than average, which is also considered to be quite good. So he's got the stuff. Absolutely. He's got the arsenal of pitches. I think it's just a matter of working on that command. And, you know, he's so young, and this was his first time in the majors, right? He's still developing. As I said, like, he's still considered to be a prospect. So in my mind, there's no reason why he can't improve.
Well, when you look at so many pitchers, right, they all have different journeys. I think that's a really great point to make about Alek Manoah, is he is still so young. He's still a prospect in this. And it's just amazing how accelerated it is. Like, again, take this in, he's 23 years old. Like, you got to remember that, right? Like that's still really, really young. And my thing is, to me, with Manoah, is now he's entering spring training. Obviously, he's going to, you know, hopefully work on those command, you know, issues to make it better. But the question I have, Jen, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this is, you know, that was just the first season, right? I mean, we have nothing else to compare it to. And look, every pitcher goes through, you know, peaks and valleys, right? That's just part of the development process. So I guess for me is, I just think if, you know, the Blue Jays, you just got to let him develop. And look, he may struggle. It may happen. We don't know. But I think for me, that's just part of the process. And you hope that the struggles don't become permanent. I think what we've seen thus far is, again, something that's really amazing, which we talked about in the first segment. When he can play well in the bigger games, that's what you want to see. And it'll just be very interesting to see, like, once he is part of this rotation starting in April, if this is just going to be a continuation of last year, or will it take some time for him to get to that level again?
Right. And I mean, he stepped into the rotation essentially as a replacement player, right? Anthony Kay had things that he needed to go off and work on, and in stepped Alek Manoah. And, you know, as we've already stated, had this incredible season that you know, I think was well beyond what anybody would have expected, right? Particularly in those big games. And if you look at the Jays starters, you know, and if you sort of look at, you know, the ones that pitched 100 innings or more, he had the second best K per nine rate behind Robbie Ray. His 1.05 whip was identical to Robbie Ray's, you know, like, by several different numbers. You know, he was not just a guy in the rotation, he was one of the better guys in the rotation. He had the lowest home run per nine inning rate at 0.97. I think everybody else's was above one, you know. And so, no, I don't expect his trajectory to continue to be a linear path, right? I don't think that's something that anybody can expect just because he had this really good season. I think next year there's, you know, obviously the possibility that he's going to hit some bumps in the road and have to go back down to the minors to work on things, right? And I think that's to be expected, given, you know, he hasn't spent that long in the minors. This is a 20 game sample that we're talking about, right? And so that doesn't mean regression. It just means that he's still very much a developing player.
Right. And now there's expectations. Like, there's expectations for the whole team to make the playoffs. There's also expectations for Manoah, and he's rightfully deserved that given how he played this past season. The question is, I think, and this, you know, shows the art of a really good pitcher, is how they navigate those bumps in the road, right? How is Alek going to focus on the things that he needs to do to get back to that level if there is a bump in the road? But I'm confident. I mean, and we'll talk about this in the next segment, but I just think from what I saw, the competitor that he is, the swagger that he brought, like the quote that still stands out to me is, like, him, you know, straight up saying we're the best team in baseball. Like, you gotta love that confidence from a 23-year-old. But again, you got to be careful. It's only 20 games, right? We, you know, we're not declaring someone a Hall of Fame pitcher 20 games into their career.
No, but this was a 23-year-old rookie who was staring down batters from the mound. You know, like, he absolutely did not back away from anybody. Like, he just, you know, he brought the swagger. He has a tremendous amount of confidence. And, you know, clearly, I think what he was able to accomplish this season and the excitement that went along with pitching in meaningful games, you know, in and of itself is just a motivator to work on the things that he needs to work on. And with Pete Walker as your pitching coach, right? I mean, let's say it. He's got to be one of the better pitching coaches out there. He's done some remarkable work with different guys. I don't see any reason why, you know, between the two of them, Manoah can't be, you know, a legitimate, not just a legitimate guy in the rotation, but, you know, a guy that you actually, you know, are excited to watch take the mound, and you feel confident that your team can get a win.
With MLB analyst Jen Smith, this is the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. We're talking about Alek Manoah on today's episode. We'll be back with this conversation in just a moment, but let's check in with our friends at betonline.ag. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. All right, welcome back to this edition of the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. Lucas Weiss, MLB analyst Jen Smith. We're talking about Alek Manoah on today's show. Again, I want to thank all the listeners for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. So, Jen, we talked about the great season Manoah had, some of the things he probably needs to work through, and that's part of the development process. I'm going to be honest here, and forgive me if I sound a little bit hot takey, but I think Alek Manoah is going to be an ace on this Blue Jays franchise in a few years. Like, I really do. I mean, and again, you know, calm me down if I need some tempering because it's only been 20 games, like we said. But what he showed in the month of September, the competitive fire that he brings, I really do think that this is a guy that could be the ace for this Blue Jays franchise in a few years. And a lot needs to happen, of course. And, you know, maybe I might eat those words and old takes exposed. They'll find me and write me up about that. But I digress. I really do think that Alek Manoah is a fun player and Blue Jays fans are really going to continue to like him as the years go on.
Okay, so I'll temper it slightly by saying that he has the potential to be the ace, right? You know, again, in a 20-game sample size, and, you know, one of, I guess, the concerns was whether or not he would experience fatigue, right? Given playing at the alternate sites under weird conditions in 2020 and so on and so forth. And, you know, whereas he might have struggled with his command, I mean, what pitcher didn't in different games, right? We saw games where, you know, Robbie Ray and Gerrit Cole struggled. So, you know, that's obviously to be expected over the course of a season. But, you know, he pitched in those games down the stretch, extremely high pressure situations, and really didn't show any signs of fatigue. He didn't show any signs of, you know, not being able to bounce back from a start in which he struggled. And so all of those are like really good positive signs for him to build on next year. And you're right. Like, I think that, you know, there's a few tweaks that need to be made. You know, his walk rate was in the 43rd percentile, which isn't isn't great at all, according to Baseball Savant. That's sort of the one kind of real outlier there, is that command and his walk rate. His walks per nine innings was 3.22. So, you know, that's something that's, if he can figure that out between him and Pete Walker and whoever else is sort of, you know, mentoring and coaching him, then yes, absolutely. I think sort of the sky's the limit.
Well, I think this upcoming season will be an interesting one, right? And I think because, like a lot of guys, especially the guys that had great Septembers, we want to see what they can do over a whole season. And now Manoah, of course, this is going to be his first full season in the rotation. Where do you sort of see him fitting in the rotation? Because probably, like let's assume for a moment, for hypothetical, Ray's not coming back. So that leaves Barrios probably as your number one starter. I mean, Hyunjin Ryu, out of respect and the contract, he's probably going to be, you know, your number two. But then you got to think Manoah's your number three going into the season, and that's your floor. Like, that's your floor, right, with this
absolutely
guy.
Absolutely.
Which is, I think, yeah, what makes this so amazing. Right now, again, we did talk about how he could, you know, struggle and have to go back to the minors and have to rework on some stuff and then come back, and we'll see. And he's a young guy, but a man, like, what an opportunity for a young player and for a guy like him that's so competitive. Like, he'll just revel in it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that he's a guy who takes opportunity and runs with it, because that's what we saw happen, you know, and whether it's a small sample size or not, you know, the fact is that he went out there and he put up those numbers, you know, in these high pressure situations. He did exactly what he needed to do to earn himself, at least at this point, to earn himself that spot in the rotation for next year, right? Like, obviously, you know, we're assuming Ray won't be back. Steven Matz, who knows, right? I have no idea. I'm not even going to try to predict that one. But regardless, you know, you're right. He is the number three guy. And depending on who they are able to sign this offseason, you know, even if he's bumped to the number four guy, like, if he's going to provide, right, yeah, if he's going to provide anything close to what he did this season, hell, you're going to take that from your four starter
any day of
times
the week,
out of 100. Yeah,
any exactly day of the week, you'll take that from your four starter. And
oh,
then,
my goodness.
I think you mentioned the sky's the limit. And look, when you keep looking at the future, because, like, let's be honest here. I think, you know, the Blue Jays will try to sign Barrios. You know, when that will be, who knows? I think Ryu is probably done after this contract. Like, I doubt he'll be back, which therefore means, and again, like, we're not taking into account the potential moves that they'll make, but just with the guys that they have at the moment, I mean, you got to think that then Manoah is going to be in that mix, and rightfully so. So it could be, you know, a Barrios Manoah 1-2 punch event down the road, and then maybe Manoah takes it over. I mean, basically I want to see Manoah become the ace is what we're taking away from this segment. But in all seriousness, like, again, I think I really do believe that again, he showed a lot this year in terms of coming into that situation earlier in the season, because again, if you remember, Nate Pearson came into that situation and, you know, he had to go back. He had to go back to the minors. He just couldn't cut it, right? That's the reality of baseball. Alec Manoah got that same opportunity and he ran away with it, right? Now, were there issues? For sure. But he kept his spot the whole year. And there were some people that were saying, like, I remember listening to talk radio and people saying, like, oh boy, it might be too early. It might be too early. You know, look out, all this. And surely enough, he kept his spot, which to me showed a lot too. Even in addition to September, for him to come in that spot when he did in May, pressure cooker environment, he delivered.
Well, the Blue Jays really needed somebody, right? They really needed somebody in their rotation. The bullpen was falling apart. Anthony Kay couldn't get it done. Nate Pearson couldn't get it done. And Manoah was putting together really incredible starts in the minors. And so they looked at him and said, all right, you're up, right? Here's your opportunity. We need somebody. You're looking good. Here you go. What can you do with it? And, you know, it reminds me of the fact that in baseball, like, there's so many prospects who are highly touted that don't hit, right? Like, they don't make it for whatever reason. And, you know, I don't know that those things can be explained, but here's a guy who at least at this point got that opportunity and he made the absolute most out of it. And he had a heck of a good time while doing it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He absolutely enjoyed going out there every 5 days, you know, hanging out with his teammates, you know, riling up the other teams, you know, I mean, he was a gamer and it's exciting. Like, that's the thing, right? It's exciting. It's exciting to watch him pitch, but it's also exciting the notion of what he might be able to accomplish on behalf of this team.
So if you've made it this far listening, it's certainly clear that Jen and I are very bullish on Alek Manoah. And I think it's going to be exciting. One of the many fascinating storylines I really do believe heading into next season will be where he can go from what he did in 2021. And I think the future is certainly bright. Jen, we're at that time. Where can people find you on Twitter?
Please follow me at @baseball_Jen. And that is Jen with two N's.
Yes, that is MLB analyst Jen Smith. All right, everyone, that does it for this episode of Locked On Blue Jays. I want to thank everyone for listening and for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. Of course, the player reviews are going to continue. Again, keep your eye out for the mailbag episode. Yes, the mailbag is still open. You have any questions you'd like to ask Jen or myself about the Blue Jays, about the upcoming season, the upcoming offseason, please send us a DM or email us, and we will get to those questions in our mailbag episode, which will happen soon. Now make your second listen, Locked On MLB, hosted by Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call him Sully. He brings you his unique perspective on the major leagues, past and present. It's free and available on all platforms. Locked On Blue Jays is also free and available on all platforms. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find Locked On Blue Jays. All right, that does it for me. For everyone listening to Locked On Blue Jays, I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss. Have yourselves a wonderful night.